Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
.10:04 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. My boy Michael Vayner is going to join us in a little bit, tell you how you can win. How about this? It's going to be pretty neat. Pretty neat how you can win a pick-me event, a wedding, unlimited pick-me event. So we will get to that in just a little bit here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, Lorenzo wants to get in here and talk about NFL salaries. What's up, Lorenzo?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, y'all were talking about under the table money, and just something that made me think of it was when Jerry Jones was saying, "You have no idea the size check I would cut to win a championship." So I asked this question because I've never heard it before, and I'm asking, is there any like protocols in place, or maybe just the rules, the unwritten rules of the game? What's to keep somebody from, let's say, Jerry Jones, who has a $6 million cap, and there's a player he really, really, really wants, and he's not signing for less than $8 million, and Jerry Jones says, look, come in, smile for the cameras, sign for $6 million, and, you know, maybe tomorrow you wake up, there's a black double front porch. Who knows, you know? I don't know nothing. If you like it, whatever inside is yours. So I was just wondering, has that ever happened before? And what protocols are in place to prevent it from happening? I'll hang up the list.
Yeah. I don't know if there's wink, wink, you'll work for us after. I don't know if there's handshakes or, like you said, there's going to be something left for you. Have we ever, I don't believe we've ever seen that, have we? I think we've seen where guys are part of the organization for years and who knows what kind of deal they made beforehand. We've mm-hmm. heard about that.
I think the one time I can remember is when Pat Riley tried to get Juwan Howard, and the NBA alleged that he broke salary cap rules. So the deal was agreed to. The NBA said, no, you did something a little weird here. No deal, and we're going to take draft picks away from you. That happened in 96. I'm trying to remember the exact punishment and what they had an issue with. But I do remember a deal being signed. NBA didn't like them circumventing salary cap rules and said, sorry, you cheated. No deal. And they banned him from signing with the Heat for multiple years. He eventually came back as during the LeBron years, but he was obviously past his prime. But I remember that happening.
Yeah, I would imagine it has happened, especially in the past. But now everything is so transparent, and everybody's a snitch right now. If you did that in today's league, boy, would the commissioner come down hard. Man, would there be repercussions from that. I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it has. Hey, you take a little, we're only reporting this. Or, hey, in soccer, I could see with the salary caps for, who knows. In baseball, you don't have to because there is no salary cap. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, apparently even this one was about the Heat, according to the NBA, screwed up their salary cap situation, not gave him an under-the-table deal. They just messed up the counting apparatus. Yeah. I can't remember.
I think you're risking too much in today's world.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar team. I don't think you're going to risk it on screwing up with a player like that because you could – boy, you want to talk about the league coming down hard on you?
Some people think that when Dirk Nowitzki was taking less than market value, his market value from the Mavericks, that was going on. Like, we'll sign you for less and even get you on one-year deals. We're always going to bring you back, and then you're going to be always a part of this organization. but we'll keep cutting checks to you. But you could never, they could never prove that. But it just looked weird considering he was signing. Like, they weren't the deals for a guy who just led you to a title. Is pretty much what it was.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe he was just a nice guy,
Dirk.
Well,
maybe.
I mean,
he might be.
Tom Brady has taken less for years, hasn't he?
Yeah, no one's looked at that weird. They're just saying Tom Brady's taking less money to keep the team together.
Right. Because, you know, that's altruistic Tom. Right?
Is that his nickname?
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
I thought it was Tommy.
Tom Terrific. TB12, it was going to be.
Tom Terrific. But it's altruistic Tom.
Altruistic Tom.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, he's now Trader Tom because he's in Tampa. Or it's Tampa Bay, what I've been told.
Tampa Bay.
That's what I've been told.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Oh. How pissed are LSU football boosters going to be when LSU athletics put on probation for a sport little LSU fans care about? They actually do. Now, baseball puts 10,000 a game in.
Yeah, don't let Will Wade mess with the baseball program.
No, baseball or football.
It's been a rough run. I mean, yeah, you won the national title, but you got the Darius Guy stuff, what he was accused of doing while at LSU. LSU was accused of covering that stuff up. You got this, and then also I said it off the air, the LSU is being accused, at least allegedly one of the allegations against the football program is Vidal Alexander, an offensive lineman, got $180,000 from a LSU booster. That's something they have to deal with. LSU did not want the football allegations, because there's a couple other ones, like a minor recruiting violation and something else. They didn't want them to be rolled together with the basketball one, because that would be the dreaded lack of institutional control. Instead of it being inside one program, when it's more than one, you could put it over the entire athletic program, that there's an issue with control. So we'll see how that goes. But it's been a rough, I don't know, 5-6 months since you won the title.
It's been fine.
I'm sure.
I'm telling you, as an LSU fan, like, I know my wife and daughter are like, so what? We won the national championship.
Everyone feels that way.
Who cares?
Yeah, everyone feels that way.
And you know what? This year, they ain't going to do nothing.
The only time it'll be an issue is if there's a scholarship thing, and then 2 years from now, you're like Kentucky because you don't have enough scholarships. But until that happens, if it ever happens, oh well, okay, whatever.
Even if they don't have as many scholarships as they're supposed to have, they'll still get good players.
Yeah, they just won't get as many.
They're going to put a fence around Louisiana, and you know where a lot of good players come from. LSU in that state is. Back when Saban was there, he put a fence around the whole state, and he kept all the good guys there, and that's why they became good, and they got good. Les let it go a little bit, but Coach O has got, he's going to have that fence around the state again.
It's true. He just better hope that his denial of the Darius Geis thing turns out to be true, because the Darius Geis stuff is ugly.
Yeah, that's ugly. Yeah.
Now, Ed Odron says he put out a statement about it, and he's certainly not saying he covered anything up, but that's a story that's not going to go away for them. So,
yeah, but you know what, Coach O ain't going nowhere. Even if he does get,
you think so? Huh?
No, Coach O ain't going nowhere. Coach O,
if he is found,
he could run for, even if he's found
to have known and covered it up.
Known and covered up. He's still going to be fine. He can run for governor.
Oh, that says a lot about Louisiana and their football.
Oh, really?
I'm aware.
Oh, really?
I'm aware. But if he is...
You want to talk about a group of people that is so... That reality just doesn't touch them? It's LSU football fan, okay? Because for years, under Mike... I was there under Mike Archer, and they were like, we should be... You hadn't won anything since 1959. Why do you think you should own the college football world? What is wrong with you people? And yet it was like that right up until Saban won in 2003. Yeah. And then it's been even worse.
So if you missed it, we got to go to break. But an anonymous player who was a boyfriend of one of Geis's accusers was in a meeting with Odron. The player alleged that Odron told him, everybody's girlfriend sleeps with other people. That's the quote that he had to deny, because I guess when the guy told him, hey, Darius did this to my girl. Girlfriends do this thing.
Well, did he tell her that he sexually assaulted her, or did he sleep with her?
I'm reading this article from Sporting News, and it starts with Ed Orgeron on Thursday denied a quote attributed to him by an anonymous former player in a recent USA Today report, which details two separate allegations of rape against former running back Darius Geis. Both allegations against Geis, neither of which were investigated at the time by LSU, are from when he was a freshman. Apparently, it says, see, it doesn't say, it just says the player met with one of the boyfriends of Geis' accuser. So I can only assume that the boyfriend knew about the incident and talked to Orgeron about it, but that isn't fleshed out in this particular piece.
Well, that quote that he has assumes that Orgeron thought he was sleeping with her, not raping her.
Well, Orgeron denies even the quote
even that,
itself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But if that is the quote, that in itself would just be he felt like he slept with her, not raped her.
Well, I would have to go to the USA Today, the original story, to see what the player alleged. But
right.
Yeah, but he denied that he even said that.
Right. 1014 ESPN 97.5. We'll tell you how you can win an entire, not just the Pick Me event, an entire wedding. You can win an entire wedding. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Michael Vanner, our friend from Pick Me Events, is with us here on ESPN 97.5. And we saw the story, and Michael's part of it. Where you can win, you can actually win. The contest closes on September 15th. The winner will be announced on September 20th. You can win an entire wedding. The pavilion at Vita Bella is the venue. Lily in June for floral services. Lighthouse Catering for food. Roar Over Texas for pyrotechnics. Darling Way for a pre-wedding party. Pick Me Events for all the pictures, and it's just good, clean fun. I had Michael at my daughter's wedding, and it was excellent, and so many people enjoyed it. Michael, how about this? I know it's been slow for you guys, right, in the wedding industry.
Yeah, it has been ever since COVID hit back in March. It's been literally a roadblock is what it's been like.
Yeah, I guess. And so you've been sitting there and now starting to open up a little bit?
It has started picking up a little bit, and you know that a kind of my partner Alex Leon, who's with me right now, we sat down and came together and said we need to do something to inject some passion back into the industry. So that's kind of where this whole contest came up with.
Yeah, I mean, you went from March 8th, that was your last event, until when did you start? When did you get your next wedding?
I think our next event wasn't until July something. Yeah, we just had one not too long ago.
Wow. So, yeah, I went to a wedding last week, as a matter of fact, and everybody was social distance and all this stuff, and a lot fewer people than were expected. So the entire wedding industry has been, just dead. It's just been dead. But now, was this your idea, or were you in on the beginning of this?
So Alex and I sat down and we were thinking about ways. We were trying to think outside the box. And then I came up with, and I said, look, what if we gave, Alex has DJ photography, videography stuff. And I said, what if we gave you what you offer and what I offer away for free? We do like a little contest on Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff. And after thinking about it overnight, we both came back to the table and Alex is like, let's go bigger. Let's think bigger, and I'll let Alex tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we decided, you know, the heartbreak of all these couples that have planned and dreamed about this special day, you know, giving them just a little piece of the pie is a helpful piece, but it's not the whole thing. So we decided to give the whole thing. So we're giving away a venue. We're giving away their engagement shoot. We're giving away their photography, their videography, their catering, their bartending, everything, top to bottom, from the engagement, excuse me, the wedding rings, all the way through the getaway car, the entire thing.
Wow. Wow. Dell, you need to get in on this. I mean, you get everything. When you get married, you can have everything for free, including the rings as well, Alex?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Are they going to free me of the lifetime of misery of getting married?
No, it's the happiness. It's the wedding bliss.
Because the deal sounds great. Because the deal and the party that comes with the wedding sounds great. What about the next 25 to 30 years I have to deal with?
No, there's no guarantee. There's no. Well, how about just have the party and then get divorced right away?
Well, that sounds,
you can have the wedding night all that goes along with that.
Considering where I work, it's not like I'm going to be splitting up much of anything. So, yeah.
Adele is anti-marriage, so he's a bad example, you guys. But there are people out there that might want to get engaged right now. If you do, or even if you've already gotten engaged and you're planning the wedding, go to COVIDWeddingGiveaway.com. COVIDWeddingGiveaway.com. The whole schlemiel and schlabazel, it's all done. The venue, the rings, the food, the catering, the pick-me events, the photography, everything. Everything is done absolutely free. This is awesome, guys. How did you get all the other ones to participate?
So we have vendors we work with, and Alex and I are sticklers for, like, we want them to be like us, where, like, it's top-notch all the way. So we have vendors we work with. We called them up and said, look, we have a great idea. Are you in or are you out? Every single one we called right off the bat, they were all in.
I think everybody has just been, you know, heartbroken in an industry that's all about love, watching people that are having their dreams crushed. It was a sure thing for all of our vendors. They were all excited to go and help these couples out, go and put a little positivity into their lives while we're all dealing with this COVID stuff.
That's it. And hey, that's some expenses that these you guys and everybody else has taken on. When you're talking about the venue and the food, the catering for it, and
sure.
Yeah, I mean the pyrotechnics. Wait a minute. Is there fireworks at weddings? I didn't.
Yeah. So we have a vendor we work with, and at the end of your night, as you're about to get away in your getaway car that we're providing, you're going to have a 2-minute fireworks show, and we're talking about 4th of July fireworks.
Wow. Wow.
Not only that, what's great about this, it's not only that just one couple is going to win this. Everybody wins in this contest, because everybody who signed up in the contest is going to receive a coupon book that's going to have a discount from every vendor that's part of this contest, and also get some free gifts along the way as well. So everybody is a winner in this contest.
Oh, neat, neat, neat. The first entry is free. Some proceeds from subsequent entries going to first responders and frontline workers. So you can enter as often as you like, only it's going to cost after that. But it does, but it goes to a good cause as well. So that is great. COVIDWeddingGiveaway.com. COVIDWeddingGiveaway.com. If you're looking for that free wedding, hey, you never know. You could win it. You could win it all. How awesome is that? So this is Michael and Alex, Michael Vayner from Pick Me Events, and Alex, what's your company?
With Weddings Unlimited. Weddings Unlimited.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, man, that was what a great idea. And it's awesome to hear that all these vendors wanted to participate as well, that everybody said, yeah, I'm in. Let's go. Let's do this. And you get discounts for your, if you don't win, like Michael said, a coupon book for discounts at all of these places as well. That's just a great idea. Way to go, guys. Mike, I've known Michael for years now, and that's great, Michael. Great to see you guys doing this. Alex as well. Congratulations, and hope this thing blows up for you. COVIDWeddingGiveaway.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little Champion Energy right now. That's my peeps over there. If you're looking for a great way to save money for your wedding, Dell, if you want to save money for your wedding, although you could get a free Dell if you went to COVIDWeddingGiveaway.com.
I got multiple options because I'm already using Champion. So if I was in the mood to wed someone and I didn't win, Champion will help me out too.
Yeah, because you'll have more money in your pocket to spend on her.
Yeah. Sounds great.
And that is great to have more money to spend on her, because that's what she needs. She needs you to spend money on
that's
her.
That's what I do. Work and go, now I have more money to spend on this girl. That's what I think about all the time.
Yeah. When you're working, you're like, oh, look, I'm making more money so I can spend it on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a joy.
All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560, so you got more money to spend on her.
This is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 1028 on ESPN 97.5. Neat stuff. Good stuff. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Here's a story, Pro Football Focus. They have J.J. Watt as their number one edge defender in the NFL entering the season. You buy over Khalil Mack, and
if they say so,
yeah, I don't know.
What's the basis for this?
Well, here's what they write: it's possible to forget that J.J. Watt was once the most devastating defensive force in the NFL before injuries began to attack that player, and Aaron Donald arrived on the scene. Watt hasn't quite got back to that level, but he's gotten a lot closer than many think. His overall PFF grade in 2018, his first healthy season since 15, was 90.5. And through the first eight games of last year, he was leading the league in total pressures before a pectoral injury took him out. Watt is still an elite-level pass rusher and has been inching back towards his best form. If he can take another small step in that direction in 2020, he will still be the league's best edge defender and a true Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Khalil Mack fell off a little bit last year. You know, I don't know if I call J.J. a true edge defender anyway, though.
No, he jumps inside.
Yeah, he's inside a lot.
Yeah. And, I mean, eight games last year, produced four sacks, about four tackles for loss, 24 combined tackles. I don't feel like at 31 years old, or how old is he? He played last year at 30. I don't feel at 31 years old we're going to just continue to see the best of J.J. Watt. Injury, all the factors are going against him. Injury, age, and continued lack of production due to injuries. I mean, shout out to JJ for still having that type of hype, but I don't see it. The last time I saw him on the field, he was gassed trying to run down Pat Mahomes, losing contain and letting Pat Mahomes run around the edge on him.
Just come back, though, from injury.
How many games had he played before then?
Yeah, how many games was he out? And then was he in great football shape?
Didn't look like it.
No.
The last impression of J.J. doesn't give me all those warm potential defensive player of the year feelings that Pro Football Focus is talking about. I'm just trying to pull up his game log and see where he was leading into. Because he played against the Bills, and he actually had a sack that stopped a drive, and the Bills had to settle for a field goal. He hadn't played before then. October 27 was his last game before the Bills game, before the playoff game.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. But am I supposed to leave? He's done with injuries?
No. No. Will J.J. Watt be Defensive Player of the Year candidate, a Defensive Player of the Year candidate this year? I think that's a reach.
So he's got both Bosas to contend with.
Yep. And right now, wouldn't you take a Bosa over J.J.?
Yes. Younger.
Khalil Mack, the Bosas. I know Maybe Von Miller had an off year, but.
Minkah Fitzpatrick's coming in with hype, too, for what he did with the Steelers. I don't think he's a leading candidate. If he showed, well, certainly.
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he was an all-pro.
Edge defender?
No, you said defensive player of the year candidate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost think TJ is more of a candidate.
Yeah, him too. His brother. Yeah. Those are, we just named four or five guys off the top. I mean, if he has a comeback year, sure. But I don't foresee, I think he can still be a good player. I don't know if he's ever going to be that guy again.
Well, first of all, he's got to stay healthy. And secondly, now, if he's healthy, you know, as big and strong and his technique and everything else, he's got a chance. I don't know that we should poo-poo a chance here. Well, I mean,
he's during his runs, I'm trying to think of his teammates. There's been a Clowney, or I'm trying to think of the guys who he's played with, because we all know the attention he gets and he would still make plays. I don't see why he won't have as much attention as he's ever had, considering what else is on that front seven. Who are you afraid of besides J.J. Watt?
Nobody.
Yeah, so even I've seen J.J. beat the double teams. He's made plays consistently throughout his career when he's got extra attention. But if you're an opposing offense, why would you pay attention to anyone but him until proven otherwise? I think the task is even more difficult this year for him. The lack of help, unless Whitney becomes a guy who's going to get a sack more than every, what was it again last year? Or the drought he'd had last year?
Whitney was not over nine games. He had a half a sack.
When that is your complimentary pass rusher, JJ's going to be under a ton of focus.
Nine games, half a sack, and you gave him $54 million.
He's a good guy in the community. Practices hard.
Oh, goodness gracious. Kiki QT has a minor stress fracture. We heard Bill O'Brien. He was asked about Kiki not playing, and he would not delve into what the issue was, but he did say, you know, some guys takes a little longer. Kiki has had to deal with injuries. When he's played, he's been very productive.
When has he played?
He doesn't. If you remember, in his rookie year, he had a big game against Indianapolis.
Yeah, that one game. We all remember.
He had 11 catches in that game, right?
Yeah, it was the one game where we were maybe we have something.
Look
here.
At Kiki. Oh.
He had 11 catches out of a total, and he had a total of 28.
11 in that game.
Yeah, and 28 overall. Followed up last year with 22.
I mean, I don't know how he makes the team, if you want to know the truth. And now he's got another?
Yeah. You've got Fuller, Cobb, Cook, and
Stills.
And Stills. That's four. He may make the team as the fifth guy, but how much time is he going to get on the field? Or is DeAndre Carter back too?
DeAndre Carter is who returns kicks.
He's the returner. So that's his spot, right? So how is QT going to make the team as a sixth receiver? Or the fifth, but really sixth in importance because Carter returns kicks?
And, you know, and they just drafted. They've got Isaac Whitney, Stephen Mitchell. I guess there'd be room for him. Kiki is questionable. DeAndre Carter. Would you keep DeAndre Carter or Kiki QT?
I guess if you can find a different kick returner, and who knows how important kick returns are going to be this year. They haven't been recently.
Isaiah Coulter, they just drafted.
And does Isaiah Coulter have an injury history?
He's got an injury now.
Coulter does?
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's a Texans wide receiver. Of course, why wouldn't he be hurt?
Stephen Mitchell, they're high on. They've had in the past.
And there's no,
I don't know how you keep Kiki QT.
There's no preseason or scrimmages to have him prove himself that against the other guys you've brought in. And he has shown a tendency to not be able to play. So why would you go into a year where, I mean, I would imagine it's a consideration. Who knows? COVID could wipe out a couple of your guys because it could just happen where a couple guys aren't available for a week at the wide receiver position. Who knows? Could be any position. And would you want a guy who's not dependable in terms of health to be part of that rotation? Not in a year like this. If you're already having to deal with COVID, I don't want to have to deal with an injury concern on top of all the other injury concerns I have with my wide receiver position.
Nope. Odds to win Offensive Player of the Year. This is probably the most valuable player, right?
Usually it is.
They say Offensive Player of the Year. Mahomes is the favorite. 5-1, though. You get 5-1. I don't think that's bad odds.
No, it's not.
Lamar Jackson's 8-1. McCaffrey's 11-1. Russell Wilson's 15-1. Saquon Barkley, 16. Michael Thomas, 18. Derrick Henry, 21. Dalvin Cook, 24. Deshaun Watson, 25-1. Deshaun's a pretty good number.
If you believe that this new incarnation of the offense will be better because he doesn't have his whoopee to throw the ball to, and Kelly's calling the plays, and they'll do something they've never done before, have a top 10 offense, then yes, sure. If you believe all these things can come together in a shortened preparation period. And also, how about Deshaun overall? Because there was a tweet about Deshaun, Bill O'Brien's just holding him back. That's why Deshaun isn't the guy we saw at Clemson. I was like, well, maybe. But Deshaun has some issues that he has to work out. I feel like everyone thinks he's a finished product, and the only reason he's not great is because Bill O'Brien. And as much as we take shots at Bill O'Brien, that ain't true. Deshaun has some things he needs to get better at, too.
Yeah.
So he's not – we've talked about it before. When does the Clemson thing go away? When do people stop remembering what he was there and start evaluating him as an NFL player?
Well, I think he's been a pretty good NFL player.
Yes, but there is a belief that he should be great. And nothing about his NFL career so far, not that it hasn't been good, says he should be a great player. That is the prestige and the hype that came from what he did in college. On the field, I've seen a really good player who has sometimes awful games against the best competition. That needs to change. And I don't think that's strictly a Bill O'Brien thing.
No.
And when it does, I'll be right there with everyone and saying, maybe Bill O'Brien's the only thing keeping Deshaun from being one of the greats in the game.
Right. Well, we saw him against Baltimore, and we saw him against Denver. We saw him in bag, but we also saw him against the Saints. We saw him, you know, that's a pretty damn good football team, and he had a great game. We've seen him against some of the better teams.
But great players don't have blips. Not blips like, oh, he was average. No. He's had blips where he was atrocious.
Well, he was bad against Buffalo for three quarters.
Yeah, those are the things I'm talking about.
But he was able to pull it out.
Because, Buffalo had an equally inconsistent quarterback on the other side and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
If they could trust their quarterback more, that game would have been over before then. Deshaun is, there's not a question, at least my eyes, about his potential. I just need his level. I need his floor to raise. I don't need the Baltimore game to happen or the Denver game to happen or even the Carolina game to happen. A great quarterback, those things can't happen.
Yeah.
He needs to raise his level, his floor, I mean, and then we can start talking about a ceiling.
No, his Carolina game was bad, too. Yep. No, absolutely. The Baltimore game took him. Well, but even with the Carolina game, the Baltimore game took him out of MVP talk.
Yeah, it was you versus Lamar.
Yep.
And we saw how that went.
That didn't go well. 1041 ESPN 97.5. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. So don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time for News of the Weird. Apparently, the Russian Orthodox Church says that it is ending its blessings for nuclear weapons. It blessed. Apparently, they had been blessing the nuclear weapons, the Russian Orthodox Church.
Do they feel it's unnecessary, considering nuclear weapons generally aren't fired or never fired now? Is that why they're stopping? Because they're wasting their blessings?
Well, maybe that's it. Or maybe they just feel like, you know, something that is going to kill as many people as a nuclear weapon, maybe we shouldn't be giving it our blessing.
Oh, yeah. You think that might be something?
One can talk about the blessing of a warrior on military duty in defense of the fatherland. But at the end of the corresponding ritual, the personal weapon is also blessed, precisely because it is connected to the individual person who's receiving the blessing. Weapons of mass destruction should not be sanctified, he said. Okay, thanks. Do you think you would like to become a Russian Orthodox?
No.
Because they clearly see that it's not good to bless nuclear weapons.
I think I feel like that particular religion should have made that decision long ago. So I don't like their I don't like their slow progress. Well,
they're kind of slow to. You mean an Orthodox church is slow to act?
Odd that,
to catch up.
Odd that that would be the case, right?
I don't like
their slow to change ways. So I'm gonna say no.
Okay. Same-sex penguin couple is welcoming its baby chick after adopting and hatching an egg together. These two penguins
did a pair
of female penguins at an aquarium in Spain.
They're female penguins. I thought they're male penguins. I was going to say, did some Orthodox penguin go, hey, it's Adam and Eve, not Brad and Steve. Did no penguin say that to them?
No.
No.
It's Electra and Viola.
Oh, I love those names.
Mm-hmm. They adopted an egg from another penguin couple, incubated and hatched it, and will now raise the chick.
Oh, so a same-sex couple will raise a... Well, so two moms. The penguin has two moms.
Are they a same-sex couple because they're the only two penguins in the cage?
That seems like a question you should ask. Yeah. Are they in a loving relationship, or they just happen to be two penguins who are female, and they're going to raise a kid together?
Same-sex penguin couples are not unusual. In fact, more than 450 species of animals form same-sex partnerships.
But what does that mean? Animal partnerships. Does that mean they're engaging in... Because do animals... What animals just have sex to have sex and not procreate besides us? So what does it mean, a same-sex couple? They're friends who are raising another penguin?
It seems like they're closer than that. They're doing a lot of hugging and stuff.
I don't, whatever.
2018, two male penguins of the Sea Life Sydney Aquarium in Australia welcomed a baby of their own, Sven and Magic. Svenjik is what they're called.
Okay, I think it'd be pretty easy to tell if Sven and Magic were in a relationship together that was more than friendship. Was there a report on that?
I think there was. I kind of remember this story anyway. Now it's two females.
If I was
good for them.
I would be a little upset if my name was if I was in a couple and I was a penguin and my partner was named Magic and I got the name Sven. Like, wait a minute. How does he get Magic? And why am I Sven? So that's not fair name distribution. But congratulations to Electra and who? Vivian?
Viola.
Viola?
Yeah.
Welcoming a new child into the world.
Yeah. Congratulations, girls.
Raise that child well.
Apparently in Japan, the authorities are swapping ramen noodles for older people's driver's license.
What? What?
Yep. Police in Japan are trying to coax elderly drivers from behind the wheel with offers of cheap meals as the country confronts a worrying rise in accidents involving older motorists.
Look, there is always a concern when older people are driving. But what's the value of a driver's license that an old person would give it away for a ramen noodle package?
I don't know. There is an Asian driver joke in here somewhere.
I'm going to leave it alone. There's noodles and Asian driver jokes. We're leaving it alone. At least I am.
Yeah. No. I didn't even use one.
Yeah.
Thankfully. I just said I'm sure there's one in here.
I'm sure there is. Thankfully, we will step away from it. But the value of a driver's license far exceeds a packet of ramen noodles. So unless you have some other inducements, I don't care how old I am. I'm not giving up my driver's license.
Well, if you're hungry, you will.
If you're hungry.
Want to eat? Ho's got to eat, too.
If you're hungry, stop paying for gas and pay for food. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
They better come out with the inducements. Hey, Hey,
hey, what anything to get these older people.
I know
off
why
the road.
They're doing it. What country is it again?
Japan.
Hey, Japan, go find your Will Wade. Like, get the inducements ready. Hey,
you know, ramen noodles. That's it.
Will Wade's not giving away ramen noodles.
No,
I want more. Give away my license.
You ain't getting what Will Wade's basketball players are getting.
If Japan has,
just to give up your license.
No, if Japan has a concern about old people, hey, break me off something. It ain't gonna be a pack of ramen noodles.
Nah, ramen noodles.
Keeping my license.
Brazil. Well, this is complicated. There's a congresswoman there. She's been charged with the murder of her husband.
Did he deserve it?
That's easy enough, right? But the husband had previously been adopted by her and then became her son-in-law.
What?
What?
So she killed...
Yeah, she killed her husband.
Slash adopted father? What?
Huh?
What? Read that again.
Before marrying the congresswoman, Anderson do Carmo was adopted by her, then became her son-in-law while he was in a relationship with her biological daughter, Simone.
So... He was in a relationship with her daughter. She adopted him even still.
She adopted him. Then he became her son-in-law. Then they got divorced and she married him.
Didn't we have a story like that on Monday? Or was it last week? Something similar where...
Well, we had the 40-year-old and 59-year-old father and daughter sleeping together.
Yeah.
That's different.
It's different but weird too. What?
Yeah. Apparently, he was shot more than 30 times.
What did he? Did she tell the media why she shot him? What did he do that caused her to react?
It was a struggle for power and her financial emancipation. She's a congresswoman in Brazil.
Isn't she older than him? Why does she?
She must be.
Why does she need emancipation from him?
I don't know.
Financial emancipation. Are there rules in Brazil?
Oh, no, maybe. I don't know.
Like when you're married, that the husband gets all control. Is that what it was?
I don't care.
But she makes the laws. Shouldn't she have been able to figure something out?
She does. Maybe she could have figured out a way, you know, to get rid of all former son-in-laws that you're married to. I don't know.
Enacting a bill.
There's a company that'll pay you $1,000 to go camping for 2 days without internet.
I've done camping without 2 days. I mean, camping without internet for 2 days.
For
free.
Wow. You can do it for $1,000 right now.
Where?
It will pay you. Satellite internet is looking to offer a digital detox to someone who longs to switch off from Zoom calls and social media. Satellite internet.
Well, I'm not on Zoom calls, but if they want to offer me a $1,000 to just hang out for a weekend without internet, I'll do that.
They'll be paid $1,000 to camp out in an RV at a U.S. national park for 1 weekend.
Oh, I even get an RV? I'm not even outside?
Yeah.
That's easy money.
Done. I'm done.
Weekend, unfortunately. I wish they would have made it like a Monday, Tuesday. Make it a 4-day weekend.
There's a new dating site, though.
Does it involve women who want to get married?
It involves people who are looking for a 20-year age gap.
Well, I'm looking for 40 because that's the relationship I'm in now. So those are relationships I'm used to, 40-year-old age gap, if we're going to go by the joke of me and Granny.
You and Granny.
Yeah. I'm not looking for a 20-year age gap.
You're not looking for 20?
No, I'm not looking to be with someone in their 50s.
20 dating, it's called. The world's first extreme age gap dating site. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that'll be on that. Not sure.
That's pretty much almost a sugar daddy site.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It's a sugar daddy.
Or a sugar mama, if you're looking for that. Yeah, I'm sure there will
be
guys
on that. You looking for that coug? You are, I'm sure.
Well, I've already got mine, John.
Nope. You already got, well, but you never.
You're always looking for a new one.
Yeah.
I don't know how long those checks are going to keep cashing from Granny. It's interesting. I don't know the appeal for a young. Well, if you want to be a kept woman or man, it's a nice spot for you. And we all know that older people with money are always looking for younger people. I could understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much love
younger
will be involved.
People
they want to be taken
for
care
money.
Of.
That's
taken
right.
Care of.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much love will be involved.
Who cares?
Well, I guess that is the question.
Just do stuff and get the money. That's all.
That's a sacrifice.
NBC's got a new series, Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah. Kate McKinnon's in it.
Kate McKinnon's going to be that bitch Carol Baskin.
It's not her full name.
That's her. That's not her. That's not on her birth certificate.
Just because a felon calls her that doesn't make it that her name.
I'm pretty sure that's her name. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her name.
Joe Exotic. Will Joe Exotic be getting any royalties for this? Using his name and likeness.
Joe Exotic is suing Jeff. You saw that, right?
Yeah, the Jeff, the kind of skeezy guy who stepped in.
The sleazeball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. He took his tiger park.
He did take his tigers and his park and tried to build a zoo that apparently is not getting off the ground. Did that zoo get off the ground?
I don't know, but that dude said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, the guy who's building it all.
I can't work with Jeff. No,
Jeff had that throughout his career. People finding ways not to work with him.
No, don't want any part of him. All right, we're done. It is the press box that's next right here on ESPN 97.
Well, I do want to say, by the time we come back, I mean, Hurricane Laura will be a thing on the mainland of Texas and Louisiana. Hopefully, you guys stay safe out there no matter where it hits.
Yeah.
We all know. We've been here for a while. We know what hurricanes can do. So,
Beaumont, we love you.
Take no chances, please. Be as safe as you possibly can.
All you people out there. We'll be here tomorrow, and we'll talk about it. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear us right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.